Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry, am I here on my own? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. God is a good God. He's an awesome God. He's a God on time in every situation and circumstances. Right. Nugget of wisdom. I'm gonna give you something today. You know, when Bishop asked me to do the nugget, I wasn't actually sure what to say. You know, we all go back to our closets and we ask God to give us a word, something that we can empower the body of Christ in. I asked God, and God said, speak about your situation. I don't like coming up here and speaking about my situation. I find it easier to take scriptures out of the Bible, come up here and give you the scriptures. Speaking about your situation is a lot more deeper and a lot more depth. But, you know, I have to follow the Spirit. And so I'm going to give you the nugget. So it's about me and the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit and I. God reveals things to us through the Holy Spirit. If we are willing to listen and trust the voice within, it will guide us back to our Father's instructions. It's so important what we do with the instructions given to us. God speaks clearly to us through His Word. The more we learn it, the more ready we will be to recognize His voice when He speaks, and the more likely we are to obey what we hear. If we go to 1 Corinthians, you don't have to turn to it. It's just, I'm going to read it to you. It talks about the Holy Spirit. So it's the 1 Corinthians 2:10, 13. 10 says, for God has unveiled them and revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things diligently, even sounding and measuring the profound depth of God, the divine counsel, and things far beyond human understanding. 11, for what person knows the thoughts and motives of a man except the man, spirit within him? So also no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, so we may know and understand the wonderful things freely given to us by God. 13, we also speak of these things not in words taught by, supplied by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combined and interpreting spiritual thoughts with spiritual words, for those being guided by the Holy Spirit. That's the scripture that the Holy Spirit had actually given me for this nugget today. You see, several weeks ago, through a very busy time, I found myself compromising with the Spirit. Yeah, I was compromising. I'm being honest here, you know. Through my disobedience, the Spirit was unable to use me, which resulted in a very serious incident. But, you know, I thank God that somebody, somewhere, was standing in the gap and heard the Spirit and got up from wherever they were and prayed through this situation, which will be revealed in a few minutes. So whoever that was, or wherever they are, I just thank you so much. I really do. After the incident happened, I was so consumed with guilt. I can't explain how I felt, knowing that I could have prevented what happened, if only. That's all I could say, if only. But I was disobedient, so there was nothing I could do. I had no voice, no reasoning for my actions. All I could do was repent and ask for forgiveness. I needed to get back to having that intimate relationship with God. So what did I do? My action was to strip myself from all distractions and start my daily intimacy with God. I walked in the fullness of one of God's fundamental creations, Mother Nature. I had to be open, I had to be vulnerable, I had to be honest enough to pray and to talk about my challenges. Scripture shows us that God is intimate with those who trust him. The more we trust God, the more intimately we come to know him. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. No part of this walk was easy. As I continued pressing on around the park, I experienced many tests, bad weather, feeling tired, and at times I became weary. It didn't take long before I was thinking about my comforts. And I contemplated taking shortcuts through this park to eliminate my time. That's not what God had me in the park doing. I had to go the full mile to be able to hear from God. But I was distracted. Even though I stripped myself, I was still distracted, forgetting the very reason why I'd started this journey. I realized how easy it is for us to lose the ability to go through any process because of our haste, our discomfort, and our fast lifestyle. We often miss the very thing we are praying for. Again, I had to ask God to forgive me for my weakness in this very area. Coming to one of the ends of my walk, I heard, turn around and walk back. Now, I've just done a 1 mile walk. And so I turned around because I'm here walking with the Spirit, trying to do the right thing. And I completed another mile. But, you know, this mile was a mile like no other mile. The journey with the Holy Spirit was an experience. That mile seems like 2 steps. I could not believe that I'd walked this park for 3 weeks and missed so many things. Because we are blinded. Well, I'm not saying that you're blinded. I'm talking about myself. I am blind. I was blinded. And, you know, it was like taking this journey for the very first time. When you trust in the Lord, he will guide your footsteps and be a light unto your path. When we look at this situation or turn the situation around, we see that my journey had to be one of patience, trust and obedience, and of perseverance to allow myself to be in the position for God to show me his will. As they say, through every journey comes a testimony. 1 week before the incident, I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to attend a prayer meeting in Willesden, where the churches had come together to pray for the violence and killing of the young men on the street. During the prayer meeting, one minister, she stood up and she said, I feel really led by the Spirit to ask everybody in here to pray for their daughters and all the females in your family. I, obviously, having 2 daughters and lots of nieces, I cried out for my family, especially my daughters. You know, God knows all things. He really does. He knows absolutely everything. All things come together for those who trust and love the Lord. By going to the prayer meeting was no coincidence, and the Holy Spirit used the minister to pray for our daughters was all a part of God's plan. We finished late, and after dropping off some of the sisters, I turned into my road about 11 o'clock. I was feeling really tired because it was a Friday evening. And I was prompt at that time by the Holy Spirit to stop the car and turn my phone on and call my daughter. I stopped the car instantly, took the phone out of my bag, Yes, the phone was on silent. I just put the phone back down on the chair next to me, the seat next to me, and I carried on. I did nothing. I just continued my journey. Again, the urgency to call my daughter became really strong. But I did nothing. I didn't respond. Because I felt that I was on my road and I was going to be pulling into my driveway any minute now. So when I get into the house, I will call her. We all do things like this. You know, we'll do it in a minute, in a minute, in a minute. But when I got into the house, I got distracted. 20 minutes later, my daughter came in the house, angry and totally traumatized by her experience. My daughter was coming home from uni, and she goes to uni in the evening, so she comes home quite late. She comes home from South London. When she was coming home, she was supposed to take a train to West Harrow, but that train was for another half an hour because there was delays on that line. So she took a train to Harrow and Willstone, and she got off there, and she decided to walk down. So I think most people here would know Harrow and Willstone station. She came out of the station, and as she was walking down the road, a car came up right next to her. And as she's walking, the car's going slow because it's late at night, so there's no traffic. And this man put the window down, but he didn't engage in her to, you know, like, oh, hello, sister, how you doing, or anything like that. It wasn't that kind of thing. He just put the window down, and he was just watching her. You see, the enemy comes to steal and destroy. And this is about praying for our family, praying for our daughters, praying for your sons, praying for your mother, your father, whoever. When the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something, we need to act on it. She picked up her phone and she started to call me. My phone was off because I didn't listen to what the Holy Spirit told me to do. She was in danger and I did nothing. I could have helped her because I was literally 2 minutes down the road. He just watched her and kept following her. So another car came up behind him and I was tooting him because they wanted to go past. So this gave her an opportunity to turn down the side road. She turned down the side road and she was making her way round. What he did, he noticed, so he drove the car round and come and buck her up on one of the back streets. Now, the back streets are the worst streets to be in. But he had to pull the car up because he couldn't leave the car in the middle of the road. So he pulled the car up and this time she's calling me and can't get me. She's running down the road and this man gets out of the car and the enemy's after her. He's after her. He's on foot now and he's chasing her down the road and she turns into a street, another street. She climbs under a car. And while she's under the car, she's calling me. It must have been a big, you know, because she's under the car. She sees the man walking up and down the street, looking for her. He's looking for her. He's not looking for her because he wants to chat her up. He's looking for her because, you know, the enemy's out for her. Oh, Jesus. You know, she got home safely. She got home safely because she stayed there under the car until she saw no movement on the road. She just kept peering out. And then she got out and she legged it. Thank God she used to be one of the fastest runners in Brent. So thank God for that. So my nugget is a nugget of encouragement. It's a testimony as well. So my closing declaration on all of this is, allow God to order your steps, to be the light and your comforter, that you will be guided by the Holy Spirit into all truth and understanding. You will hear from God and not of self. You will not miss his direction for your life or the life of others and be chased into the wrong direction. God knows each and every one of us. He knows our highs and he knows our lows. The Bible says he knows us before we were born. He loves us unconditionally and he gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us into all truth and understanding. Thank you for listening.